She's trying to get to the. She's trying to get her voice to sound like the radio guy.
No, I'm not. But
she can't.
Is it coming through that way when I do?
Yeah, when you do it. Not when I do.
You just don't have it, Travis. Just don't have it.
I want to be in control of the little doohickeys.
Welcome to the Nothing Down Podcast. Showing the world there is nothing down about Down Syndrome.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Nothing Down Podcast. As Shannon's over there looking over her notes, we're just going to throw her right into this. Today, we're going to be talking about our upcoming project. And begin.
So as some of you know, if you follow our Facebook page, we recently flew out to L.A.
Cali.
Yeah, buddy. And we did a secret project, which will be released soon. Are we saying what it is?
I think we've
It's just
kind
another
of,
short film.
It's yeah. a short film.
We've dropped some photos. I think people know what we're doing.
So we went out to do a documentary, short film, on Sean McElwee from Born This Way. And on his T-shirt company.
McElwee. You always pronounce it.
I like to say McElwee.
You do like to say it like that.
On his T-shirt company.
Shawnee's.
So we went out. We got to spend a couple of days with him. We got to meet some of the other cast members of Born This Way. And we had a great time. So that film will be released soon. Right, Mike?
Yeah, and it's just a continuation of all the short films we've been doing with all these amazing kids like David and Clyde. And Sean's is just another step in that direction to bring you guys some really cool stories about kids with Down syndrome. And you're going to really like this one because Sean's a really cool kid.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. And I know I always think of him just as Sean from Born This Way, but he's running a really impressive business. I think they just celebrated their one-year anniversary of Shawnee's. And they have a lot of – actually, you should go check out their website right now, www.shawnees.com. They have a lot of anniversary sales going on. I think they have free shipping, and they just released a bunch of new designs. I know my favorite one is called, what is it called? The Best Date.
That's is that the one that beers, you love? Yes. And burritos? Yep. Oh, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah. So just so you know, it's SEANESE.com, Shawnee's.com. You can find all his designs there.
Yeah, we had a great time. We did some dancing. Where was that? Right off the.
We didn't dance at all. So
I did some dancing behind
Sean and his girlfriend.
Sean and his girlfriend were doing some dancing. You were filming, and I was dancing behind
you. She was. I saw it all happen. We followed them around the beach.
Almost went to Disneyland.
Almost. So close.
Canceled because we were on our way. God.
Went to a rooftop bar that Rocco's parents own.
Yeah, the rooftop bar. That was wonderful.
That was nice. We went to the Down Syndrome Association.
Of Ocean County.
Of Ocean County. That was amazing.
Ocean or Orange?
Orange. Sorry.
Ocean's here in New Jersey.
I know.
Sorry, Orange County.
But that was amazing just to see how they run their organization, the different programs they offer. We met several teenagers and young adults with Down syndrome who were hanging out there for the day.
Got to
meet a new family that just gave birth to a baby with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. That might have been one of the highlights of my trip, actually.
Yeah, that was really
emotional.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, that's probably our favorite thing to do. It's actually
that's true.
Talk to the new families right after they either give birth or they get a prenatal diagnosis. It's always kind of, I don't know, it's an emotional experience. For me, it's emotional because, I've gone through it myself, but it's just neat to be able to be there and kind of help walk them through the process and experience it with them. Be a support to them.
I'm excited to have that film come out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, that film's going to be a lot of fun, and it definitely goes a lot deeper than any of the other films we've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we usually spend a couple hours with them, and we were, embedded with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So on 1 hour of sleep and a marathon of
sleep. That was exhausting.
That was a crazy trip. Two red eyes in 2 days.
It'll be a lot of fun. And we got to do our headshot clinic out there when we were there.
That was really neat. And hopefully we get to do them a lot more in the near future.
Michael. Scheduling.
Well, what's the deal with the headshot clinic?
So our next one I think we want to try and do is Orlando. Yes?
Orlando, Philly.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I meant Philly. Yeah, we're going to do a big kickoff event in Philly.
If you didn't know, Orlando's in Philly. It's a suburb.
Yes. But then, yes, we are going to hit up Orlando probably towards the end of summer.
Hopefully.
And then we're also going to hit up Atlanta, Georgia. And then probably Texas sometime in the fall.
Tejas.
So we also have two other really big projects coming up. Two that we cannot necessarily disclose all information on, but two that we think are going to be a really big hit in the Down syndrome community.
These are like two things that we've been working on for so, so long. I think you've probably all heard us talking about our secret project for probably 2 years now. Now we have two secret projects, and they're both really big and really exciting. I know we're super excited about them, but we're really not allowed to give a lot of information about them, so
that just keeps them hanging.
Yeah, for sure. And the coolest thing about all the projects we're doing is they're less clinical than what everyone else is doing, and we're going to show you a side of this story of Down syndrome that's going to inspire everyone that there is nothing down about it, and you're going to have a lot of fun along this journey with us.
Absolutely.
We might be jumping out of planes. We might be doing some really crazy stuff. We can't tell you.
Mike, you may be jumping out of a plane. You will never. I will be on the, yes.
We're going to do crazy stuff.
I may be on the ground crying.
We're going to bring cameras with us.
Julian is the most neurotic person we've ever met.
I don't want to fly on a plane, let alone jump out of.
No, we pretty much had to drag her kicking and screaming.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
To the plane to California. So, yeah.
So for the future headshot clinics, you guys are on your own. Or I'll drive down and meet you.
Yeah.
But even besides videos, we're bringing the story to life in our podcast and also in books coming up, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. In a way that you haven't seen before, but a way that will make a big difference, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been planning this for a long time.
Okay, so we also have our podcast series that we started, obviously, where we want to cover lots of different topics and include many different guests for each topic. So,
yeah, totally. Podcasts can be cool because we're going to be able to tell a lot more stories than we are with, like, the films and all the other creative projects we do, because it's a way for people to tell their story in their own words without us having to, you know, create a product out of it.
Yeah, so we really do want to hear from our followers and get an idea of what you guys want to discuss. I know we have a lot of our own ideas of things that have been going on in the Down syndrome community that we'd like to touch on in the next, in the upcoming series, but we want to hear from you, what you guys think would be good topics. We're also looking for guests, so probably I think down the line, we're going to start going Facebook Live with some of our podcasts, and we can bring some talkers.
bring some talkers,
also known as guests.
That's something like The Walking Dead. Or...
If you can talk and would like to be a guest, and we want to hear from you.
Wait. Come on down if you can talk. That was not true at all.
No, we're going to cover many different topics. So if you have something that maybe we, you know, haven't thought of ourselves, we're open to all different suggestions. Okay, we want to give a big shout out. We recently started a volunteer committee. We added Favi Januszewski as our volunteer coordinator. She has been such an amazing help.
Absolutely amazing.
Just over the past month, she has gotten so much done. She's a hustler. Wish we had her a long time ago. We have Julie Williams, who we added, Julie Ann Williams, who we added as our fundraising coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Ferrari, who has been running our Instagram page and doing a wonderful job.
Amazing job. Amazing job.
And Chrissy Moffitt, we just added as our Twitter
Yeah, nothingdown.org on Twitter.
Our Twitter.
She's our Twitter.
No, you said.
She's the person that manages our Twitter account.
Sorry.
Just to guess.
She manages our Twitter account, and she is also doing a phenomenal job. So we're really excited to have all of these team members playing.
And we have a huge number of just regular, you know, those are members of our team, but we have a huge number of volunteers that Savvy's been coordinating as our volunteer coordinator. And we just can't thank you guys enough because, I mean, Julie and I have been trying to run this with a very, very small team of volunteers for 2.5 years. And, you know, it's been... I'm actually pretty proud of ourselves. We've done a fairly decent job so far, but we have such big dreams for this organization. We really, truly believe that we can change together. We can all change the way that the world views Down syndrome, but we can't do it on our own, so
We tried.
We failed. No, we did not fail, but we did try
very
hard.
We just know that we can succeed with
Exactly. We can't do it without a big team of volunteers, and we're so grateful for all of the people that have been helping our organization grow.
So on our next podcast, we will actually have Thavi Januszewski and her husband, Billy.
Yes.
They will be joining us. We will be sharing all of our stories about how we all came to be part of Nothing Down, what our stories are.
We'd eventually like to have all of our team on. Might have to do it over the phone. A lot of our volunteers are actually not from the Pennsylvania or New Jersey area. We have volunteers all over the country, actually all over the world. We have some volunteers in the UK. But so a lot of our volunteers might be chiming in on through the phone or through video conferencing, but we do hope to have a lot of them on eventually.
Yeah, and on top of the volunteers that are coming on, we want all the fans to also come on because we're sure you guys have some awesome stories that other people in the Down syndrome community would like to hear because it's something that is probably going to touch them, and it's something they're also going through. So we also want you on the podcast.
Absolutely.
So hit us up, Facebook, the website, email, whatever.
Twitter, IG.
We're going to be doing these podcasts in seasons, so there's going to be a lot of planning going on with them, and we can't wait to talk to all of you. Unless you don't have a cool story, then we don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Everyone's welcome. All right, time's up, guys. We know this was a short one, but thanks for hanging out with us. Before we sign off, Julie and Shannon, do you have anything?
Last thing, just about our walk, which is coming up on June 23rd at the South Jersey Field of Dreams in Upseekin, New Jersey. You can register online or on our Facebook page under events. We hope to see you there.
And, guys, don't forget, we are taking submissions throughout the end of the summer for our Stories of Hope that we will be publishing later on this year. So if you have a story of hope that you would like to share with a parent that has recently been received their child's diagnosis of Down syndrome, please send your submission, 600 to 1,000 words, to shannon@nothingdown.org.
And once again, don't forget, guys, we are looking for guests for our upcoming podcast. So if you think you have an interesting story or you just want to talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. All good?
All good.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Once again, it's Shannon, Julie, and Mike, and we're Nothing Down.
This is Nothing Down. Showing the world there is nothing down about Down syndrome.